path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. My Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, welcome to another silsila of Path to Success. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this great silsila Path to Success, we bring you many different topics and things which are related with our society, things which are issues in our society and how we can overcome them and how we can go towards success. And today we have another great topic, and the topic of today is obsession. Now don't worry, it's a word which is used. Someone might be confused what obsession, what they're going to talk about. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, just stay tuned and inshallah we will learn regarding obsession, what obsession is inshallah Azza wa Jal, and how to overcome this as well inshallah Azza wa Jal. So stay tuned inshallah. Today we got some great Muballigins. Alhamdulillah, we got Waseem bhai with us, alhamdulillah. Also we've got Rizwan bhai with us after quite a bit of time. I think the snow has been stopping you from coming. So alhamdulillah, we've got Rizwan bhai joining us today as well. Alhamdulillah, we've got Haroon bhai with us also, alhamdulillah. And we've got Shahid bhai with us inshallah. So inshallah, today's topic is obsession. And inshallah, before we even go on to our topic, let's listen to a blessing of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or a fazila of durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever writes salat upon me in a book, angels will continue to make istighfar, seek forgiveness for him as long as my name remains in it." Sallu al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, whenever we write the blessed name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, get into a habit of reciting durood, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether you are typing or whether you are writing, whether you're writing in a diary, in a book, whenever you write the blessed name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, get into a habit of writing durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and write durood in full, not PBUH. Write it in full, like peace be upon him, if you're writing it in English, or write sallallahu ala Muhammad. Inshallah, as long as this durood, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remains in that book, inshallah, the angels of Allah will continue doing istighfar for that person. And this is a great blessing, my dear Islam brothers. Get into this habit of writing down durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whenever you write the blessed name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today, before we go on to our topic, let's listen to a recitation of the Holy Quran and not in the praise of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانيك هو الأبتر آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله
Oh,
محبوبك يا
brothers and viewers of Madni Channel. Our topic today, obsession. Regarding obsession, let me just give you a brief understanding of this. Well, I believe the Muballigheen will have a different understanding and a different explanation of this as well. And the views might have a different understanding of this as well. So don't worry. We try to cover everything in all, inshallah, as well, regarding our thoughts, how our thoughts are going and how our thinking, our mindset is going towards this. And it's mentioned that a thought that is constantly preoccupies a person's mind, where one is unable to stop thinking about something. So whether someone is, he can't stop thinking about it, it's constantly on his mind, he's continuously thinking about it, it could be in different forms. So for an example, a person can have this thought regarding taking revenge upon someone. He's got this thought in his mind, I want to take revenge. And this thought is constantly on his mind throughout the day, and even before, a person cannot even sleep because of this. It could be that it's related to someone, he has problems just constantly thinking, oh, is the cooker being left on, or is the kettle being left on? These types of thoughts are constantly in people's minds at times, and they're not going away. Sometimes it's regarding his clothes, or my clothes dirty, and the person keep on looking at his clothes, keep on thinking there might be some dirt upon his clothes. These types of thoughts, my dear Islam brothers, you can say in another way, it could be in a form of a waswasa, and a whispers, I say satanic whispers, which has overcome the person's mind. And this is distracting a person from following the straight path, from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping us away from our deen. All this you can say, and much more can be added towards this. Inshallah, as well, we will turn to our Muballigheen. We'll first turn to Rizwan Bhai, inshallah, as well, as he's come far away, inshallah, after a long time as well. And inshallah, we see what Rizwan Bhai's got to say regarding our topic today. Gee, Rizwan Bhai, where you want to start from, inshallah, on our topic today?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Gee, obsession. When I first think about obsession, I don't think of it as a positive trait. And for example, if somebody said to me, you're being obsessive, I wouldn't take that as a compliment. It's one of those words that naturally you think it's got negative connotations. Mm. And I think you were right there. It is a thought that takes over your mind. So it's something that's uncontrollable. It's uncontrollable feeling that takes over your mind and preoccupies your normal day-to-day activities. And I think it gets thrown around quite lightly these days by this generation and the youth. It does get thrown about a lot in conversation that we're obsessed with a certain personality or a certain show or a certain object. But that has taken away from the currency of the word, taken away, devalued the word a little bit, and it's taken away from its true meaning a little bit. If you look at it from a dictionary definition, which you mentioned, I believe, it is something that is an uncontrollable feeling that preoccupies your mind, and then it leads you to do things that you wouldn't normally do, and that's the compulsion side of it. So you start doing things that you wouldn't normally do that can lead you into sin, and we'll go into that detail.
And also, Rizwan, but it actually stops you from doing other things as well. Mm-hmm. You're saying it's leading to you towards things as well, but on the other hand, it's stopping you from a lot of other things as well.
Gee, that's exactly right. And it's, I mean, normally when you think about obsession, it can you start thinking about some mental health issues as well. So it can normally, you might think about the person not being well. I mean, you mentioned some ritualistic acts like keep checking if the iron's on or something's locked or something's clean. And these are, this is giving you an example of how this isn't how a normal, well-health person would act. Obsession isn't a trait that you'd normally be aspiring for. So like you'd aspire to be passionate about something or enthusiastic about something or driven about something. So these are words that you'd possibly use as positives. Obsessive isn't normally used in that positive way. Mm. So that's just a little bit of an introduction, and we'll go on to how the other Muballigheen think is defined, and more detail about this shortly.
Gee, Rizwan Bhai, I'm quite interested how other Muballigheen is going to take this, because I don't know which angle the Muballigheen is going to come from onto this. It's a topic which we haven't covered before, so we try to cover this so that we can able to save ourselves in becoming obsessed, in being in that state really, and taking ourselves out of that state and concentrating on what we need to be concentrating on, and that is our deen. And alhamdulillah, basically we want to be on the path to success, and this is what our silsila is about, path to success, so that we can go towards success, and rather than having things on our mind which are occupying our mind and start worrying about success in this world and also in the hereafter in related to our deen, inshallah. Ji Waseem bhai, inshallah, our topic today, obsession, what have you got prepared for us today, inshallah?
I think we'll agree on the same point for now, inshallah. I don't know how the rest of the silsila is going to go, but alhamdulillah, first of all, a unique topic, mashallah, very broad, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. But obsession, mashallah, like Rizwan bhai touched upon, it's not anything that is positive. It's always seen with a negative point of view. And obsession, you know, people today refer obsession to maybe addiction. That, you know, this is something that a person is going towards and is addicted to this thing. But these are completely different things. Now, obsession is a thought that frequently comes to disturb a person. Now, this increases the problems, the tensions in a person's life. And like Rizwan bhai mentioned, that, you know, it causes unnecessary worry in that person's life. And some of the examples that you brothers, mashallah, have mentioned so far is that, you know, a person, he does those actions which he normally doesn't do. A normal person doesn't do those actions. And this is where the mental health issue of OCD comes into it as well. Something that we normally hear about, that this person's got OCD, that person's got OCD. But like Rizwan bhai goes, you know, we've devalued that word as well. We've said that this person's got OCD, but we don't know what the true meaning of it is. What OCD actually is coming back to obsession. It's these frequent thoughts that come, which you do not enjoy and which you don't like doing, but they frequently come to you to disturb you. Now, I'll give you some examples. For example, a person's in bed. Now, just before going to bed, he's checked all the doors and checked all the windows. But now he wants to sleep, he wants to rest his mind, but these thoughts are coming into his mind that, what if I never checked it properly? What if I never closed the windows properly? So, you know, all these thoughts, what happens is a person, like coming to the compulsive point of view, then now he goes out of his way and he goes to double check. Then he comes to bed, now he's trying to re-sleep again. But again, these thoughts are coming that, what if I haven't done it properly?
Waseem bhai, sometimes it's the partner who's keep on telling you, okay, go and check the doors, go and check the windows.
Sometimes it could be the parents as well, that, you know, go upstairs and check the doors, check the windows. So this is something that keeps coming into a person's mind. And again, it's not something that you enjoy. It frequently comes and it disturbs you, it gives you a lot of stress as well, and it doesn't let your mind rest. Now, for example, someone mentioned, who I spoke to about this, they mentioned that, you know, I also always used to have these frequent thoughts that when I used to leave my house, if I've locked the door properly, he used to go down the road, drive down the road, these thoughts used to come into his mind. Now, he's trying to get to his destination, but he would come all the way back and he would come and check his door. Now, at times, you know, it's good to double check. But it's when a person goes at his way where he continuously does something. So the first point that I'd like to mention here, that, you know, as we give medical point of view, professional point of view, spiritual point of view, you know, if there is anyone out there who is suffering from this, you know, these continuous negative thoughts are coming, is the piece of advice that there is from this platform is see your GP. Get some professional help. Because if you don't take that help now, in the long run, it could cause you major problems. So what if you have got these problems now, where these thoughts are frequently coming to your mind, you're going out of your way to do something, seek medical help, inshallah.
MashaAllah, we've taken Waseem's by your advice on board, inshallah, as well. Yes, my dear Islam brothers and viewers, our topic, obsession, and we've got Shahid bhai with us as well. And we are going to get some, you can say, something from Shahid bhai in Potwari, but that'll be later on. I think we'll start with English as well. The word which I come across, obsession, in the Urdu language was Junoon. Shahid bhai ji, regarding obsession, where do you want to start?
As you already mentioned about the preoccupation of the mind, it's a desire like living in a dream world, a fantasy which people have created themselves in the mind. No matter how hard a person tries to get rid of this thought, to get rid of this fantasy, it's difficult because the person is constantly thinking about these feelings, and the deeper and deeper they go into that, each way their thought is disturbing their daily activities, is dominating their daily routine. Whether the person is at work, college, school, university, whatever it is, this dream, it creates a word of reality for the person itself. So when it does that, you begin to show that you're getting obsessed with a particular aspect. Now, that obsession, it causes a person to have mood swings. It causes a person to have intense anxiety. It causes a person to suffer depression. It causes a person to have, at times, you know, they have great joy about matters as well. But the most dangerous part of all this is that the person begins to lose the touch of reality, because they're in this dream world. Mm-hmm. And when they begin to lose the touch of reality, it distracts them from the remembering of Allah Almighty for the purpose of the creation, why we have been created. So because a person has gone away from reality and they've gone into this dream world itself. In a way, the obsession, if you look at it, you can grow and become an addiction for a person, something which a person cannot let go. And the most, it's a way that in order to remain in one piece, people do everything to resolve that obsession. They'll go out of the way to do things. It disturbs the rest in a person's life. And majority of these things, which I will just touch upon, Abdul Mumbai, is that it starts to create a person's life, it starts to slowly crumble away. And why is this? Because a person, they have this obsession about becoming famous. They have this desire about it. They're obsessed about gaining wealth. They're obsessed about, you know, having status in society. They're obsessed about, you know, relationships. They're obsessed with, you know, work, because they're working 24/7 or whatever they're doing. You know, some people are obsessed about their looks, you know, how they're looking in front of other people, their dress code, and things like that. People may be obsessed, you know, with what kind of food they eat. You know, people have many mental thoughts in this aspect. So inshallah, throughout the program, we'll discuss in more detail about many of these. But what we need to understand is that why is this obsession, and how does it start and how does it grow? If you look at it, every person that is born with a jinn as a companion with them. A jinn is a descendant of the devil, whose job is to promise you things that looks or feels good in order to pull you in the opposite direction from worship of Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu ta'ala, he narrated that the Beloved Prophet said that each of you is accompanied by a jinn. The people asked, Ya Rasulullah, even you? And he replied, yes, even I am accompanied by him, but Allah Almighty helped me against him, making him Muslim. He now gives me suggestions only about goodness. So, you know, when we look at this aspect, we begin to realize that, you know, how are we leading a life? What are we obsessed about? Are we obsessed about worldly matters? Are we obsessed about preparation for our hereafter? Inshallah, throughout the program, we'll discuss further in this.
MashaAllah, dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, the Muballigheen have put it in their own words, in different ways. And it's something which is disturbing so many people. You might be thinking, okay, I'm not someone who's obsessed. And you'll find that many people in amongst their family, they are family members who are in this state. They are elders who are in this state. They are youngsters who are in this state. They are children who are in this state. And this constant thought of doing something, or they're continuously focusing upon thinking, or the thought is stuck to one thing. Yes, my dear Islam brothers and viewers, to overcome this thought, to overcome this way, and to focus upon the deen, inshallah, this is what we're going to discuss today. And also, these things sometimes, a form of addiction. Many people are addicted to different aspects of things, where a person's constantly thinking about earning money, earning wealth. He's not worried about anything else. He's totally lost in this. And he's in this state that all he's worried about is earning, how to earn. Sometimes a person's mind is stuck upon how to pay off his debt, that he owes people money, and he's constantly, this thought is stuck in his mind. So all these things, my dear Islam brothers, if we can overcome our thoughts, if we can help to control ourselves in this way, inshallah, we'll be able to concentrate on the right thing, and that is our beautiful deen. If you understand and how to basically concentrate on the right things, inshallah, this is what we're going to be talking about today. many things can be mentioned, and one of them things sometimes regarding the own body, some people are involved in such a state regarding their own body is that a person thinks, okay, I put this much weight on, and he's constantly thinking about how to lose weight, and it's always on his mind, oh, I need to lose weight, I need to lose weight. The person might not be doing anything to lose weight, but that thought of constantly thinking, I need to lose it. Sometimes it could be that person has spots on his face and he's thinking about, oh, I've got spots on my face, I'm going to get rid of them. Some people are thinking about if someone's lost their hair, is on by. People are constantly thinking about this, oh, what am I going to do to gain hair back? And people are lost in this thought, and this is basically putting them in a feeling of stress as well. Definitely. Regarding their own body.
Definitely. We live in a time where people are very body conscious, very conscious on how they look. And you touched on weight. And this is a huge area of discussion out there. And people worry about it immensely on how much they weigh. And they are obsessed with it. There is a lot of people out there who are obsessed with this, and they're constantly watching what they eat to an obsessive level. So there's a healthy level and there's obsession. And crossing that line of where you're watching, you know, you're making sure you've got a balanced diet, you've got your meat, your veg, your carbohydrates, the necessary things to live a healthy lifestyle. But crossing that line and obsessively counting the calories of everything you're eating, and then weighing yourself after every meal, for example, even it can lead to people, there's eating disorders out there. So this is a sign of obsession. How far are you taking it? Are you just making sure you've got a healthy lifestyle, or are you actually going that?
Rizwan bhai, I've seen people, okay, there's understandable as someone who is heavy in weight, who's really got a weight, who's got a pot belly, you can say, or he's in that state. But you get some people who are very slim.
Yeah.
They're thin. They already don't have any weight, but they're still worried about putting weight on as well. You get some people in this state as well, and they're going and they're losing so amount of weight. Sometimes you hear in news or in articles that these type of people, they've lost their lives because of trying to lose their weight as well.
And that's exactly obsession. That you're defining a person who is obsessed with something. So medically, if they were assessed by a doctor, their weight would be sufficient to their age and their height, and it would be okay. But in their eyes, they can't see that because their thoughts are uncontrollable. They're obsessed with being a certain lifestyle, and so they're going down this route of constantly checking how they look and how they need to be. But I just wanted to touch on a different aspect. I was trying to find if there's a positive side to obsession, and I think there might be if it's done in small measures. And I was because dedicating all of your attention onto a certain piece of work is one of the only ways that you're going to become a subject matter expert. So, you know, when you become a master at something, when you become truly like a genius at something, it requires a lot of dedication. And some people would call that obsession. So I was thinking about, is there a positive side to this? And I think in small doses, yes. So if you have a particular task that you need to achieve for a period of time, you may need to focus so much on that, that it feels like obsession.
Mm.
And constantly be doing. I was thinking, for example, when you're a student of Hifz and you're trying to learn the Quran and recite it, for that period of time, if you speak to those students, they're focusing on that for the majority of the day. Even when they're not in those Hifz lessons, they're reciting. The most successful students are the ones that are reciting, constantly going over those surahs, those ayahs, those chapters again and again and again. And it becomes their life. They're breathing it, they're sleeping it.
Yes.
And to be, that's an example that I was thinking. There's a positive side to being obsession, but it has to be for a small focus time to avoid it taking over and you doing irrational things.
MashaAllah, Rizwan bhai very beautifully put this forward. And for the views of Mandi Channel, we are talking about a few things, but the reason we are talking about some things related to health things, why? Because a person is so obsessed by this, his focus upon the deen is moved away. And this is very important that we actually bring our mind towards our deen. Our focus should be towards our deen. Like Rizwan Bhai put this forward as well, that focus towards your deen. And inshallah, this will lead us to success, inshallah. The more we will put our focus towards our deen, the more we will take our focus away from the worldly matters, away from the dunya matters, away from the addictions of the world, and focus towards our deen, inshallah, our life hereafter, inshallah, we will see success in this as well, inshallah.
Abdul Hanaba, you just mentioned a beautiful point, focus towards deen. And this is the way it should be. You know, today people say that, brother, you know, the Sahaba, they would only think deen, nothing else, you know. But if you look at it deeply, the Sahaba also had businesses as well. They used to work as well. But what was it that they spent their time also focusing on the deen? Meaning they also lived a worldly life, but at the same time, their priority was deen. You know, today people say, brother, I'm working 7-8 hours a day and then I'm coming home, and how can I go to the masjid to read namaz? The Sahaba, they used to work all day, and then in the evening they used to come home, have something to eat, and then they used to go to the masjid to read their namaz. So this shows you their focus, alhamdulillah. And also the focus towards performing good deeds. Unfortunately, this is not seen today. You know, today, someone that is reading the namaz, reading the Quran, reciting through the power, going to the masjid, you know, people, unfortunately, they pickpoint that. That this person, you know, he's got nothing else, he's just always doing that. But if you look at the Sahaba Ikram, their lives for us, they are our role models. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that my Sahaba are like stars, you follow one of them and you will be guided. Their focus was also the deen as well. They had this full focus that we should please Allah Azza wa Jal. We need to perform as much good deeds. And this is something that we should implement in our life. Our main mission as a Muslim is to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, we need to earn a livelihood. Yes, we need to get a good job. Yes, we need to get a good education. But our prime foundation which we need to focus towards is, our main mission is that we must please Allah Azza wa Jal and His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you can be obsessed with many things in the world, with cars, with other things. But at the end of the day, is this obsession taking us away from our foundation? That is something that we've got to understand.
Yes, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, focusing upon the deen, keeping our mind upon the deen, and if these types of thoughts are overcoming our mind, if our mindset is wandering elsewhere, where we are lost, and we are in constant thinking of other things other than our deen, lost in the thoughts of the dunya, lost in the thoughts of the desires of the dunya, lost in the thoughts of just earning wealth, lost in the thoughts of just basically how to live this life in luxury and comfort, we need to get ourselves out of themselves thoughts and start focusing upon the thoughts of the dunya. Start working upon the deen, inshallah. Focus yourself in ibadat, in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes when these thoughts are overtaking your mind, there's a very beautiful way of overcoming this is, involve yourself in the remembrance of Allah. Start doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, the more we will set our mind towards the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal, to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, the more we'll be able to concentrate upon our deen and find our way to success. We will listen to some kalams and then inshallah we'll go on to the calls, inshallah. Inshallah.
صلى الله عليك يا يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله قلت حيلتي See you. حيلتي أنت وسيلتي أدركني يا رسول الله أدركني يا رسول الله
to that time of our silsila where we have the sign language inshallah azawajal. And we've got Shahid bhai with us, so we'll start from Shahid bhai with sign language inshallah azawajal. As we all like to pick on Shahid bhai sometimes, but inshallah ji Shahid bhai, you will guess and Waseem bhai inshallah we'll do it crosswise today inshallah. So Waseem bhai will inshallah give you the sign language and Shahid bhai will guess inshallah azawajal. Shahid bhai, if you can look down, inshallah. It's an easy one for Waseem bhai. So, ji Shahid bhai.
Mobile, huh? Time? No time, he just won.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Mobile phone, constantly on the phone, constantly use our phones.
I wonder why he's going to pick the glass of water up for. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wow. Subhanallah.
Shahid
bhai,
he's
spilt it all for you, so that's it.
Trying to work on your phone.
Allahu Akbar. Ji Shahid bhai,
still got a minute.
Seen bhai's texting away.
Time, looking at time on your phone. No.
The time's running out as well. Allahu Akbar.
Get rid of him. No time to use phone.
Focus on that word. Try and get that word.
Oh, it seems like he's wasting water now.
No time.
Allahu Akbar. I think I did give a clue, but side by you still got a few seconds left, inshallah. Just Allahu Akbar.
Concentrating, stop using your phone. Get rid of your phone.
Allah. You almost there, Shahid Bhai, because time's run out.
Your phone.
Shahid Bhai.
Don't waste time on your
phone.
He said the verse at one point.
I did give a clue, Shahid Bhai. But chalo, next time, inshallah.
Who was paying attention to you?
SubhanAllah. Ji, inshallah, we get Rizwan Bhai to do the shara, inshallah. Harun Bhai will guess, inshallah. Gee, something different this time round, Harun Bhai.
Home. Looking inside. Not looking in others' homes. Not gazing in others' homes.
Gee, wanna say that again, the couple of ones you said?
Not looking at others' homes.
Not looking into others' homes. SubhanAllah, inshallah. Harun Bhai has got that. Very good, mashallah. SubhanAllah. Ji, Shahid Bhai, it's your time for Shara, inshallah. Waseem Bhai to guess.
Too much.
Sideways, try to say things with his mouth now.
Drinking according to the sunnah. Being grateful, being thankful. No wasting.
Looks like Sideways is going to write it on his tablet.
So it's two words, yeah? Reading the Quran, reading Islamic book,
la, the Hadith, la, 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 la.
Doing dua.
Allahu Akbar. Duhan.
Fasting.
Allahu Akbar. Shahid Bhai went all the way there, then took it all the way back. Chalo, inshallah. Still be time.
Drinking according to Sunnah.
Allah, Allah. Shahid Bhai tried to write something out for Waseem Bhai, looks like it. Shahid Bhai he's even saying it with his lips. Allah, Waseem Bhai is far away from that. I just said it, the clue was there, saying something with the lips. Shahid Bhai, time's coming to an end. Allah Allah. Shahid Bhai, you might have said it with your lips. Just give him a lip. The time's finished now, so just say it with your lips, see if he can lip read.
Oh, reading Bismillah.
Allah Akbar. GG. Reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, SubhanAllah. Ji, Arun Bhai, your time for Ishara. Rizwan Bhai will guess, inshallah.
Inshallah.
It's a bit of a change this time. Good.
Azan, Allahu Akbar, Takbir, Salah.
Allah.
Jamaat? Yeah. Twice.
It's taking you twice around the world. Is it a globe?
Repeating. Salah. Six takbir.
Allah.
Eid. Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Nice, tying him back on there. Allah, Allah.
Eid namaz.
Eid prayer, mashallah. It's very good by Harun bhai, mashallah, with the sign language. SubhanAllah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers, this is also, it's a way of connecting ourselves with the deen, inshallah. Once we will continue focusing upon our deens, finding other ways and other means of connecting ourselves to deen, inshallah, we will stay strong and our mind will be focused away from everything else. But I want to turn the topic a bit towards where we've got the obsession. I want to turn it towards a bit towards addiction side of things as well. A lot of the times people are addicted in a form that they can't move back from it as well. And mashallah, Harun bhai is also a muballigh as well. So we'll start with a few madani pools, inshallah. If you want to continue with the topic, Harun bhai, a madani pool from your side as well.
There's many things that unfortunately in today's era we find. Obviously, through the advancement of technology and the modern era, there's things that have come about which have engaged people excessively in things out of balance. So, alhamdulillah, our deen teaches us to do things within a balance. Whether that's work, whether that's anything, we do it proportionately. We don't do anything out of proportion. But addiction, you could say, or obsession with things comes in when you lose that balance and you overdo something in excess. So, for example, some common examples of this you can find today is the addiction of video games, for example, which is very, very common amongst the youth. This is something, you know, it's the last thing they'll think about if they go to sleep, and the first thing they're thinking about when they wake up.
Some children actually get up in the middle of the night and are playing, and the parents are asleep. This is how addicted they are. Mm. It's taken away the sleep, it's taken away everything. Sometimes these type of children, they don't even want to have something to eat. The parents are constantly saying to them, come and have something to eat. I'm coming. And they're so addicted towards this action.
I think in some cases, if they didn't have to eat, drink and do the things of nature that we do on a daily basis, they would choose not to. And you'll find, you know, in extreme cases, there's been articles and there's been reports of people who have been found dead within their homes or, you know, in critical condition due to these addictions. And, you know, it's silly, really, because they're involving themselves in something which is not going to benefit them. Another example you can find of this is people who get into the likes of gambling. You know, they'll go to places of and gamble, and these are people, you know, at one point who they're well settled, they have good family backgrounds, but, you know, either a friend's got them into it or they've seen an advert somewhere where it's hooked them into it, and eventually they get into it. And, you know, with something like this, it starts off slow. And it's always that spark that starts it off or that gets you into it that makes you drown into it. Many times these people who get into gambling, for example, they'll start spending £100 maybe first. And then they say, okay, you know, I think I can get more. Once they get that one spark of success, and then they go, and the more the deeper they get into this, they eventually, you'll hear they get bankrupt, and, you know, they have to remortgage their houses, and they get their assets reseized and whatnot. And again, you know, coming back to my original point, is that this is where the deen teaches us of, it prohibits us from certain things, whether it be gambling, whether it be the use of alcohol, because these are all things which take you out of your senses. Okay. And when you're not in your right mind, you do things which are not right. You do things which are irrational. And alhamdulillah, that's why we are to abide by the deen. So when our deen has told us something, and this is not something which is modern research. This has been told to us 1400 years ago. They knew these times were to come. They knew that people would get involved in these things. So when we are told that alcohol is a haram, stay away from it. Gambling is haram, stay away from it. Riba, interest, whatever it may be. Then we are Muslims, as mukallaf to the deen, are to stay away from it, inshallah. This is one way which will lead us to the path to success, inshallah.
Yes, my dear Islam brothers and viewers, these are things people, they have taken over their minds. When a person is, like Harun bhai has mentioned, a person is involved in gambling, that's all he's thinking about. His day, night, he's thinking about winning, he's thinking about money, he's thinking about wealth. They forget their own everything around them, they forget about their health. And this type of addictions, we'll find that these type of things are taking away from our deen. And this is why these types of action are forbidden in our deen, and it's a duty upon each and every Muslim to keep ourselves away from these types of action and inshallah concentrate upon the deen. Ji Waseem bhai.
Abdurrahman bhai, mashallah, Harun bhai spoke about the game side, video games. And you know, this is such a big problem in our society that many, many parents are coming towards the mobile league. You know, I had someone speak to me just last week that, you know, 10 year old child, and he's spending so much time in this lockdown just playing video games. And you know, he's not doing nothing else. No focus towards eating, no focus towards the deen, no focus towards school, no focus to anything. Just waking up first thing in the morning, turning to go to the games. Spending the whole day just playing games. Last thing he's doing at night is playing the games. And you know, approximately 2 billion people across the world are involved in playing video games. But approximately 10% of these gamers are those that are addicted to games. You know, spending X amount of hours just playing games. And if you look at this deeply, you know, some countries have even brought in laws to stop people playing to that extent. For example, if you look at South Korea, they ban access for children under the age of 16 between midnight and 6 a.m., meaning no children are allowed to play games during this time. If you look at Japan, they alert you that you have spent X amount of hours playing these games. Now, in other words, calm down a bit. If you look at China, China restricts children from playing games to an X amount of hours. So this shows you, and if you look at WHO, the World Health Organization, what they've done in 2019 is, they have actually, you know, we hear about mental health problems, but the WHO, the World Health Organization, has classified gaming disorder as a mental health problem. That's how extreme they've gone. They've actually classed this as a mental health problem, because what happens is, when a person is so addicted, like we've just spoken about, they lose all focus in the world, you know, meaning that they've even lost that social relationship. They've lost the relationship with the parents, with the wife, with the children, with the brothers and sisters, meaning they're losing out. Before, what used to happen is, you know, there was a picture, I've seen, and I'm sure you've seen it, that back in time, parents used to be like, where's my child, at least come home. But today, the table has changed such a way that the parents are telling the children, go out. So this is what's happening, that these games, and we have spoken about this before, the consequences are very severe. And another thing that we spoke about before as well is 18-plus games. You know, you get 12, 13, 14-year-old children in school, they are playing 18-plus games. I mean, what do you think they're learning in those games? It's 18-plus for a reason, and the parents as well, they don't realize, this game is 18-plus, my child is 12 years old. What am I doing buying him a game at that age? So this is somewhere that the parents should be focusing as well. But look, what is my child doing? Is he actually falling towards the addiction? Control it before it gets too late.
Often you'll see that the initiation of this starts at a younger age for a lot of them, especially nowadays. You know, you'll have heard in many scenarios, for example, there's a toddler who's not able to, he's not able to form a sentence, but he's able to turn the iPad on and unlock it. And everyone's looking at amazement, or look, you know, he's so clever, he's so quick, he can open the iPad. And then, for example, so many times I've heard of this, and I've seen it in my own family as well, that the child, he's not eating, he's not drinking something. The mother, the father will say, okay, hand him the iPad, put so-and-so series on, and then start feeding him. And so it almost becomes like a weakness. And for the parents, it becomes as a tool for getting things done. And like this has detrimental effects, and they're leading themselves again to consequences, like we've just discussed, of gaming addictions and many, many other, you could say, disorders. So if we put a stop to this, for example, and we hear as well that, you know, back in the days, for example, when it was a sunny day, the children, they would go out, they'd play tag, or they'd play outdoor activities, for example. Now, one's in his room on the PlayStation, one's in his room on the iPad, and so on and so forth. So if we try to bring our children, our youth, back to the idea of engaging themselves by meeting others, by actually socially engaging physically, this, and if we go into this a bit deeper, which is not the topic for today, but then this also helps with other social skills. It helps with fitness and wellness and all the other things which we tie in this to.
Ji, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, focusing your mind, taking your mind off these types of addiction and bringing them back to the focus towards the deen, this is very important. And I mentioned earlier about this as well, about busying yourself in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a way to get these things out of your mind. Also, another great thing is is involving yourself in them activities which are related to the deen. For example, alhamdulillah, if someone's mind is constantly being disturbed with whispers, with thoughts of these types, then he needs to start focusing upon them things which will bring him towards the deen. For example, things which will relax your mind in involving yourself in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran, whether it's listening to the Nasheef of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, my dear Islam brothers and viewers, the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is something which ease and relaxes the mind, alhamdulillah. The recitation of the Holy Quran is something which ease and relaxes the mind, and it takes away all focuses, it takes you out away from everything and brings you to that relaxation. Also, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, another way is involving yourself in socializing yourself with good company, with good environment. Alhamdulillah, the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami is that environment which will take your focus away from these things and inshallah make you concentrate more. And this is the reason why we have these silsilas, silsilas like Path to Success and silsilas on Madani channel, many other silsilas, alhamdulillah. These are silsilas there helping us, guiding us, especially the spiritual guide of our time, Sheikh Tariqat Amil Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Alaliya. He's constantly guiding us, alhamdulillah, to overcome our minds, to overcome our thoughts, these types of whispers. Sometimes a person can be overtaken even in the matters of deen. Sometimes a person performs wudu and he thinks that a part of the body is missed out, and he does the wudu again and he comes back in thinking, maybe I've missed this part of this area which is for to wash in wudu, and he goes and does wudu again. Sometimes people are lost in this way and constantly doing wudu, or they're constantly thinking that I've broken my wudu, I need to make my wudu again, although he hasn't broken his wudu. Alhamdulillah, to overcome this type of whispers, Amil Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Alaliya is constantly giving us madani pools. The Muballigin, the Muftiyani Karam are advising us in related to this, especially in these little things, like for example, someone thinks that he has broken his wudu. Now the ulama ikram simply give a solution to this. Till that person cannot swear an oath saying that I have definitely broke my wudu, then his wudu will remain. So things like this, alhamdulillah, these are things which we will hear from the ulama ikram. We will hear from the muftiyan ikram. We will hear through watching these silsilas, inshallah. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers, inshallah, to overcome your thoughts, connect yourself with the deen. We'll take some madani pools from Ridwan.
The next topic that I wanted to talk about was obsession of people. So obsessing about people is another major area of obsession.
Allah.
But obsessing in people, this is another area that I wanted to touch on, that is infecting our society quite a lot, and they suffer from it quite a lot. So whether that be in a potential suitor that you think you can have a relationship with, and people are... It can lead to stalking sometimes, whether that's physically or whether it's on social media, unwanted messages and likes and all these sort of things. And it can lead you to doing a lot of, you know, haram actions and leading you to un-Islamic relationships. So that side of things, but also hate towards people. So, you know, when we're, for example, even in families, when relationships are breaking down, or through friends or through colleagues, and because something's not happened the way you want it to happen, and that leads us to doing a lot of other sins, like lying about that person, like backbiting about that person, like tale-telling about that person. We can't think about anything other than you know, bad things about that person. So whether, for example, Wasim has come and sat in that chair, if I've got this obsession, this bad obsession with him, I'll say, look, he sat in that chair because he knew I wanted to sit in it. Why did he have to come and sit in that chair? Was it because he knew he'd get the opportunity to talk first? Every single thing, you'll twist and find a bad thing in it. And it'll overwhelm you, it'll overtake you. And this obsession leads you to doing so many more sins after sins after sins. It happens. It happens. This was just an example. I have got no problem with you sitting in that
just
chair.
Just clarify, you told me to sit here.
I did. No. I went first anyway. So it had no correlation. I was just giving an example that obsession in people, whether that be you know, relationships breaking down, and it overwhelms you, it takes you, and it leads to so much jealousy about for example, how much this person's earning, why is he driving that car? It's got nothing to do with you. It has no impact on what car he's driving, how, what house he's living in. But because you're obsessed with that person,
you're looking at his every point of his life. Basically, you've forgotten your life and you're concentrating on his life. And you're thinking about him 24 hours a day, maybe before going to sleep. He came today in front of me. It's like, you know, they can't get over this. That this person, he's there. And I think if only they could just take that concentration off that person and focus upon themselves. Because if you look at today, Rizwan Bhai, we are involved in so many wrong actions. Rather than worrying about that person, worrying about yourself and saving yourself from sins, or saving yourself from the punishment of the grave, saving yourself from that destruction of the day of judgment. This is something which we should be focusing on.
100%. 100%. And I was... The one obsession that I was thinking that we should all be obsessed with, and it comes to what you just mentioned, and it's that could lead us to the path of success, is the obsession of pleasing Allah Almighty.
Subhanallah.
Because the other obsession, the other, you know, even the dini activities, for example, if you become obsessed just with one aspect of it, you won't be able to function properly. The pious predecessors, the Anbiya alayhi salam, they had families, they had businesses, they worked, they had, you know, they showed us how to live our worldly lives as well as have the enthusiasm and the passion for the dini aspect. And this, I was thinking, if you had this obsession to please Allah Almighty and attain paradise, you can still do all your worldly activities. But because of that obsession, you'll be making those intentions and doing it the halal way, the way that Islam teaches us, the way our Nabi Kareem has, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has taught us. So this is an obsession that we should all try and implement, always try and focus on. Will this action lead to the pleasure of Allah Almighty? Will it lead to paradise? If it doesn't, if you've got a suspicion it doesn't, maybe move away from it.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, try to focus your mind upon our beautiful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Focus your mind on the lives of the Sahaba Ikram, the love of the Ahlul Bayt. Focus your mind on the lives of the Awliya Allah and the way they lived, and try to work in the way they worked for the deen as well.
And this, Abdul Hanan, this method that you've mentioned about focusing, for example, on the Prophet ﷺ, is one of the methods that has been taught to us by our pious predecessors on how to live your life according to the Prophet ﷺ, and how to do ziyarat of the Prophet ﷺ in your dreams. If you're thinking about something constantly, on how they used to dress, how they used to live, how they used to eat, how they used to work, all of these things, how they used to worship, then no doubt you'll naturally, when you're going to sleep, you'll think about them in your dream, and inshallah azawajal, you'll do ziyarat of them, inshallah azawajal.
Abdul Rahman bhai.
Ji, Shahid bhai.
I'm just going to say a few things in Patwari.
SubhanAllah. Shahid bhai is not shy today to speak Patwari.
Chalo, inshallah azawajal. Jaliyan gallan kitiyan Waseem bhai ta Rizwan bhai. MashaAllah. Bani jangiyan gallan kitiyan hai. Ongo socha ga, bande ne dhamaqa kehi gallan shaniya. Koi changiyan gallan shaniya, koi paliyan gallan shaniya. ਜੇ ਵਸਵਸੇ ਨਾ ਇਹ ਇਤਨੇ ਖਤਰਨਾਕ ਨੇ ਜਦ ਤੱਕ ਬੰਦਾ ਉਸਨੇ ਪਰ ਪੱਕੀ ਨੀਤ ਨਾ ਕਰੀ ਕਿ ਨਾ ਇਹ ਮੈਂ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਜੇ ਬੰਦਾ ਪੱਕੀ ਨੀਤ ਕਰਨਾ ਨਾ ਇਸ ਵਸਵਸੇ ਪਰ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨਾ ਉਸਦਾ ਫਿਰ ਬੰਦਾ ਫਸੀ ਜਾਣਾ ਆ ਉਹ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਬੰਦਾ ਇਸ ਕਰਨਾ ਕਿ ਉਸਨੇ ਪਰ ਅਮਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਨਾ ਜੇ ਅਮਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਬੰਦਾ ਬਰਬਾਦ ਹੋਣਾ ਆ ਹੁਣ ਇਸੀ ਰੋਕਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਿਆ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਆ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਲਾ ਸੁਣ ਨੇ ਦਿਮਾਗੀ ਵਸਵਸਾ ਚ ਹੈ ਕੋਈ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪਤਾ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕੰਮ ਗਲਤ ਆ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਨਾਲ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਕਰੋ ਜਾਂ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਕਰੋ ਸੁਣੋ ਇਹ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਕਿ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਬਚਾਈ ਸੀ ਗਲਤ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨੇ ਨਾ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਕਿ ਜਿਲਤ ਸੋ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰ ਸੁਣੋ ਬਸ ਉਸਦਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਦਿਮਾਗਾਂ 'ਚੋਂ ਰੋਕਣੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਰੁਕਣ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਾ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਕਿ ਕਮ ਸੋ ਕਮ ਅਹਿਸਾਸ ਹੋ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕੰਮ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਗਲਤ ਹੈ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਕੰਮ ਕਰ ਸੋ ਨਾ ਉਸ ਉੱਪਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਚੋ ਕਿ ਨਹੀਂ ਜੀ ਇਹ ਗਲਤ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਮੈਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਿਲ੍ਹਾ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਤੋਂ ਇਰਾਦਾ ਕਰਨੇ ਹੋ ਨਾ ਪੱਕਾ ਇਰਾਦਾ ਕਰਨੇ ਹੋ ਫਿਰ ਬੰਦਾ ਉਸ ਉੱਪਰ ਅਮਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਆ ਜਿਲ੍ਹਾ ਅਮਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਨਾ ਫਿਰ ਬੰਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੱਕਣਾ ਸਹੀ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਗਲਤ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਫਿਰ ਉਸ ਇਰਾਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਚੱਲੀ ਪੈਣਾ ਆ ਤਾਂ ਬਿਹਤਰ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਅਦਾ ਕਰੋ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਕਰੋ ਕਿ ਬੁਰਾਈ ਸੋਚ ਤੋਂ ਬੰਦਾ ਬੱਚਾ ਰਵੇ
ਆਮੀਨ
ਦੂਜੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਕਿ बचने वास्तै उस अपने आप है कि उस तरह पेश रखो उस उन्ना बंदियां ना रखो जड़े हर वेले अल्लाह ताला की याद करने जड़े पांच वक्त नमाज पढ़ने जड़े नेकी ने राह चलने जिले उन्ना सा रेस होना वो फिर तुसा पर भी असर होना ही पैसी जिले सोना दो चार सन नाल सन वो अगर मसीती जाने नमाज पढ़ने वास्तै तो तुम अगर नौ बनने सो कि शर्म ऐसी कि जी ये जाने नमाज पढ़ने से मैं रुकी जाना आ तो उस शर्म बंदा आपू भी ला जाना आ तो जे बंदा उसी दोस्तों जो नहीं पढ़ने तो आपू जाना मसीती नमाज पढ़ने से दोस्तों की नाल दोस्त नहीं जाने बल्ले बल्ले फिर बंदा हटे नहीं पड़ा इस तो सब जी सोहबत है ना ये बंदा रखना है कि कौन में तलकात रखना आ ये भी जरूरी होना आ वसीम भाई अगर गल की असं बच्चों नाल करने उन्हें कि गेमां देने कहने वास्तव ये ना तकने उम्र क्या तो क्या हो जाए अगर तकिया जाए अजकल जड़े एन ऑब्सेस्ड या जड़े एन शराबी जिन्हें आदत पे भी शराब तो बगैर उन्हें अगर ना पीन उन्हें कि वो असर पड़ने जहनी असर पड़ना या तो बॉडी के भी असर पड़ना ने क्योंकि वो एक किस्म ने उन्हें वास्तव दवाई है क्योंकि इतने आदि हो गए उस बगैर ही नहीं सकने देखिए जो चर्स किन्ने चर्स ही जब तक वो चर्स ना किन्ने उन्हें कि आराम नहीं लेना उन्हें जहनी सुकून नहीं लभना ये किस तरह है ये अस आपू अपने बच्चों दी बर्बादियां कीतियां क्योंकि साढ़े बच्चे अगर बाहर जाने असा ये ना तकना कि कुत्थें गया केड़े वापस आया असं जो भी जाने के असं दोसा को जल्ले हाँ हूँ कि दोसा को गए असं कि पता किता दोसा करूँ या पुत्र ही फूक जा जो दोस्त थोड़े नाले हैं जिन्हें तू रहना फिरना टुरना कि दोस्त उन्हें घर आन उन्हें मिला या असं उन्होंने घर जा अगर ना जाने ना तो असं आपू बच्चे की तरफ खराबी करने गए
जी माशाल्लाह मदनी फूल फ्रॉम शाहिद भाई इन पटवारी एंड दिस इज समथिंग व्हिच ऑल द फैमिली मेंबर्स especially those who are elders the parents they need to focus upon this waqai ina jariyan galla baiyan ina te asa gaur fikr karne ni koshish karni chahiye hai and it's something which we should be focusing upon setting our minds to ji harun bhai few knots have been requested inshallah if we can
sallallahu alayka ya rasul allah وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
Regarding our topic today, what else can you give for the viewers, inshallah, Zulan?
If you know, the reason why a person thinks too much is because of a fear. Now, for example, like we gave the example before, that he keeps checking the door because he's got this fear that someone's going to come inside. He keeps checking the locks, someone's going to come inside. Or, you know, someone's cleaning too much because he's got this fear of some sort of disease. But you know what I was thinking to myself that for the worldly side, we look and we worry too much for the fear. But on the other hand, very soon we're going to go into the hereafter. Very soon the grave. Very soon Malak al-Maut alayhi salam. Very soon the questionings of the grave. Very soon the day of judgment. All these things are going to happen soon. But the worry is not there. The fear is not there. Because you know, again, when you fear something, when you worry something, it occupies your mind. You always think, for example, a child's got an exam coming up, he's worried about that. A person's got an interview coming up, you know, he's constantly worried about that. He's got this fear that what if I don't get this job? But all these other things in the hereafter are all going to happen to us. We are going to leave. We are going to enter our grave. But when's the last time that these thoughts have crossed our mind? That how am I going to leave this world? Am I going to leave with Iman or am I going to, mazallah, leave without Iman? Am I going to be successful to the question of Munkar and Nakir? Am I going to have the window of Jannah permanently open for me? Am I going to get the shafaat of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So this is something that we should try to contemplate. Yes, we are talking about obsession, but at the end of the day, these thoughts should also dominate our mind. At least a few times a day, we should try to remember. Because you know, like for example, a person, let's say he's going to be going abroad soon, you know, for X amount of months. As soon as that time is coming closer, his mind gets more occupied thinking about that. What's this going to happen? Then the night before, he's constantly thinking that he can't even go to sleep. Why? Because he knows that this is going to happen to him. So all these matters of the hereafter are all going to happen to us. The question arises that what are our thoughts? Are we thinking about that time or are we just thinking about this dunya?
Yes, my dear viewers, Wasim Bhai has really made us focus and made... We are worried about so many of the matters of the dunya. How much worry is related to the akhirah? Have we have prepared ourselves for the akhirah? Have we pondered over the akhirah? Have we focused about the akhirah? Have we thought about the grave? Have we thought about the day of judgment? And this is something which we, to take our minds off the worldly matters and focus towards the akhirah, inshallah. This will lead us to success, inshallah. Inshallah, we're coming towards the end of our silsila now. I want to mention about some of the things, the basically how to save ourselves from becoming in this state of worry about just thinking of one matter or getting our mind stuck to one matter. How can we overcome this and focus towards something different or maybe relieve ourselves from this as well? Because there's so many people out there who are sort of lost in this position, and how would they able to get themselves out of that position as well?
There is ways to help yourself, relieve yourselves of some of these obsessions. For example, the ones that Wasim Bhai mentioned regarding checking locks and checking electricity on. You'll find if you speak to these people, there's normally an incident that's happened. Mm. So, for example, I've got a friend and his house was burgled once. and it was due to leaving the door unlocked. One day, they might have been in a rush, whatever happened, so many things on your mind, you forgot to lock the door. So now that's led him to certain actions, that when he's leaving the house, he checks the handle with quite some force. At some points, you know, because I've known him since we were growing up, and I was like, you're going to break the handle yourself. So once he locked it, he'd check it a couple of times, and then as we're walking away, he'd go back and quickly just double check it. But this incident has led him to behave like this. And similarly, when people are checking appliances and things.
Rizal bhai, just there, I want to stop you. You know, when you said this, one of the things which came straight to my mind at that time is, if someone reads a dua when leaving the home, or, you know, getting into the habit of reading Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, inshallah, then he will be protected from this type of whispers, this type of first verse. Also, at the same time, he'll be protected from shaitan as well.
I was just coming to exactly that. If you have this trust in Allah, that dua that you read when you're leaving the house, Bismillahir Tawakkaltu Alallahi La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah, this is giving your trust in Allah Almighty to protect you and everything that you're leaving behind as well. So reading these du'as and having this trust in Allah Almighty in your house, having the Ayatul Kursi up for the protection, these powerful things that we've got in our deen, and having that contentment and having that trust in Allah Almighty will help you to a certain extent, because deen is very powerful. Religion is a very, very powerful thing. And having the Quran in the house, reading Salah in your house, having these ayats up in the house, it's an immense way of protecting your belongings and yourselves and the people in your homes as well. So this is one of the ways of getting rid of some of these obsessions that we mentioned, inshallah.
MashaAllah.
That's one of the pieces of advice that I wanted to give.
Beautifully said, no doubt, my dear viewers. In this, alhamdulillah, always when someone is in this critical condition, then obviously seeking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the uttering the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, this is a beautiful
azan in the house.
Alhamdulillah, azan in the house, mashallah. So these type of things, inshallah, seek help from this, inshallah, as well. Along with this, seek help from namaz, from salah. Alhamdulillah, a lot of the times people who are involved in this type of condition, is they are away from the remembrance of Allah in performing salah. They are away from namaz. So and we've been ordered to seek help from namaz. And inshallah, once we will start getting into the habit of praying, reading regularly, inshallah, so we will be able to overcome this. We'll take some last Madani pools from the Muballighin, inshallah. We'll start off with Shahid bhai, inshallah. Last Madani pool for the viewers, Shahid bhai.
Adnan bhai. ਤੋ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕੋਈ ਬੰਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਗਲਤ ਦਿਮਾਗਾ ਜਿਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਾ ਇਹ ਨਾ ਸੋਚੋ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਗਲਤ ਕੀਤਾ ਤਾਂ ਹੁਣ ਮਾੜੀ ਮਕਸਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਣੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਗਫੂਰ ਰਹੀਮ ਹੈ ਹਰ ਵੇਲੇ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਮਾਫ਼ੀ ਮੰਗੋ ਉਮੀਦ ਨਾ ਛੋੜੋ ਹਰ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੀ ਉਮੀਦ ਨਾ ਛੋੜੋ ਇਹ ਜੋ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਸਾਈ ਪੈਦਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਸਨੀ ਇਬਾਦਤ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇਹ ਨਾ ਸੋਚੋ ਕਿ ਜੋਗੀ ਮੈਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਆ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਰਨਾ ਆ ਜੋਗੀ ਮੈਂ ਕਰਨਾ ਮਾੜੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸੋਨੇ ਪ੍ਰਾਇਰਟੀ ਨਾ ਉਸੀ ਤੋਂ ਤੱਕੋ ਕਿਹਾ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਰਜ਼ਾ ਇਹ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਅੱਗੇ ਰੱਖੋ ਜੋ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਰਜ਼ਾ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਰਨਾ ਆ ਤਾਂ ਜੋ ਕਿ ਜੀ ਹੈ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਕਬੂਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਆ ਇਸ ਸਾਬੇ ਪਰ ਸੰਗਤ ਕਰਸੋ ਤਾਂ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਕਾਮਯਾਬੀ ਰਹੀ ਸੀ
ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਸ਼ਾਹਿਦ ਬਾਈ ਮਦਨੀ ਫੂਜ਼ ਇਨ ਪਟਵਾਰੀ ਜੀ ਹਰੂਨ ਬਾਈ ਲਾਸਟ ਮਦਨੀ ਫੂਜ਼ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਰਿਗਾਰਡਿੰਗ
ਨੰਬਰ 1 ਇਸ ਤਵੱਕਲ ਇਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਭਾਨਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ
ਸੁਭਾਨਹੁ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ
The Prophet ﷺ, he said that on one occasion to a Bedouin that tie your camel and put your trust in Allah. So we cover our tracks. We do what we can to keep safe, to make sure that things go right. And then we leave our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, you know, checking the locks or, you know, locking your car, etc. If, for example, that thing is destined to go away from you or wealth is supposed to go away from you, no matter how many locks you put on, no matter how many times you check, Allah. That loss will come to you.
Allah.
And if we make our hearts content on the fact that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever is good, whatever is, we don't interpret as good, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number one. Okay. Number two is dua, a very, very powerful weapon, which unfortunately we don't utilize much. But whenever you think you overthink something, you want something to go a certain way, it's not going your way, you know, you're thinking, I need to earn more, I need this, I need that, cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pick a time in the night, wake up, read tahajjud, read two nafil, and pour your heart out, inshallah, you see things going your way.
MashaAllah, beautiful Madani quote from Harun Bhai, MashaAllah. And, you know, he mentioned dua. If a person, with every action which he does, every good action, alhamdulillah, if you look at the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet ﷺ read dua for every action which he did. If we start to follow the actions of the Prophet ﷺ, reading these duas, and same time in performing, reading Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, inshallah we will be able to overcome this. Inshallah, Rizwan Bhai, some last final Madani proofs from yourself as well.
I think I just wanted to mention that we've touched on obsession, and the majority has negative connotations, but there is a potentially, it can be a potentially positive mental state in certain circumstances if that obsession is working on improving you, okay? And the question you need to ask yourself, I believe, is whether the actions of your obsession are taking you down the road of becoming that better person and where you need to be, for example, becoming more pious and you're on the path to success, or it's leading to a dead end and preventing you from the path to success and from being that good person. And the measurement on both of these, I think, is happiness and peacefulness. So the first, you will be content and happy and peaceful, and the second will bring you sorrow. Mm-hmm. It will bring you unhappiness. So I think that's a key measurement there for you.
MashaAllah. Inshallah. Turning towards happiness. JazakAllah. Ji Waseem Bhai, final Madani proofs from yourself.
It's just a point what I mentioned at the start. MashaAllah, moving on from what Rizwan Bhai mentioned. But look, what normally happens is, you know, a person suffering from a disease like this, and you know, he thinks to himself that, what could I do? Where could I get my treatment from? And you know, he's hesitant in going to visit his GP. And what happens is, like Rizwan Bhai said, that you know, the sorrow, the sadness, this only increases, this won't get any better. So if there's anyone from our discussion today as well who thinks they potentially got OCD and suffering from this disease, which is a serious disease as well, see your local GP, see how they can help you, because many people have been cured by this as well. And also finally, what I would like to mention is Amir al-Sunnat has given many cures for satanic whispers as well. Read upon this, inshallah, azza wa jal, and inshallah, by the will of Allah, this will also help you as well, inshallah.
MashaAllah, wazaif also there, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. I think beautifully Waseem Bhai's put, and especially if someone is suffering from these type of illnesses, alhamdulillah, you need a spiritual guide. Alhamdulillah, in our time, Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Damat Barakatum Aliyah, is that spiritual guide, inshallah. The sheikhs, the pious people of Allah, they are a means of our protection in the world. They save us from calamity, from difficulties of the dunya, and also hereafter as well. So connect yourself. Those who are not bathed anyway, give your hands in the hands of this great wali of our time, Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum Aliyah. Inshallah, you will benefit from this, definitely, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path